This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Let's get an update now on flexible personal time off, also called unlimited paid time off, offered by some companies. It's a perk that got popular at tech companies, the kind that offer free food and foosball tables to employees. But the take the time you need system is increasingly being offered by companies outside the tech world as a way to attract employees in a tough labor market. Ali Budner has more.
A couple of years ago, Patrick Weber took a job as an analytics engineer for a startup tech company that offers unlimited vacation.
I generally considered it a nice perk.
But Weber says he's been working long enough to know that it can be tough to balance his responsibilities with actually going on vacation.
You can fall into the trap of not taking time off at all.
He says it demands more self-discipline to take leave when it isn't a required or prescribed amount of time. And to be clear, unlimited PTO isn't a free-for-all.
So, like, you can't just, you know, show up once a week, every once in a while type of thing.
Weber's company told him 3 or 4 weeks of vacation a year would be appropriate. But there's wiggle room, and he does appreciate that flexibility. Weber says his coworkers, all the way up to the CEO, do generally take their vacations, and that can set a workplace standard.
Really, a lot of employers are going through a time-off transformation right now.
Shauna Bringelson works with the human resources consulting firm Mercer. She says the time off transformation is one of a whole host of workplace shifts after the pandemic. Partly, she says, that's to cater to the changing needs of workers. But also,
it is really about being competitive as well.
According to a recent Bloomberg survey, a majority of investors said they believed companies who offer unlimited paid time off compete better on the stock market. Bringelson says it helps companies recruit, and it saves them money when employees leave their jobs with unused vacation hours.
So by changing to an unlimited or a flexible time off that's unaccrued, you're no longer paying that out.
Unlimited PTO is still a niche benefit, often reserved for executives and salaried workers in tech and finance. But even in those sectors, some workers feel anxious about these policies.
Let's say you take your employer seriously on unlimited time off. What are your prospects for promotion?
Danny Schneider is a professor of social policy at the Harvard Kennedy School and co-director of the Shift Project.
What are your prospects for performance pay? And does it work differently if you're a person who identifies as a woman who's an engineer at one of these big firms versus someone who's a man? Who gets the benefit of the doubt?
For some workers, he says, taking advantage of all that vacation could be a career risk. I'm Ali Budner for Marketplace.